Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I say, why did not Jesus Christ call her his mother? But he said this. He said, woman, behold thy son. Wow, that was a little insensitive. He could have said, mother, behold your son. But he called her woman. And I would just like to suggest there's a couple of reasons that he did that. One, he probably did it signifying that, hey, now it's about to change places here. He's not going to be no more her son, but now he is becoming the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His relationship on this earthly is about to change, but now it's going on to eternity. Now he is going to be looked up as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So now he's bringing an end to that and said, hey, woman, behold thy son. Some suggest he was talking to John here because John is often called to be loved. He was a disciple standing there at the foot of the cross. But also I would like to suggest, if you understood, his disciples weren't there. The only one that was there was John. So if she would have been recognized as his mother, she probably would have been ridiculed, scorned, and who knows, even probably torn to pieces from the crowd that had her son up on the cross right now. So he did that and called her woman for many reasons, but I really believe it was there to protect her and then also to honor her. So think about Jesus Christ is his last moments on earth. He knows he's going to die. And he is so concerned about the welfare of his mother. Now remember, our mother takes care of us from 0 to probably 18 years old. That's probably a good 18 years our mother is taking care of us. And Jesus Christ remembers all that his mother's done for him. But not only if he's taking care of his mother, but he's also honoring the father. We know in the book of Exodus, one of the fifth commandment that God gave is what? Honor thy mother and thy father. Same thing. So at the point, Jesus at the cross, his father sent him on a mission to go die for the world. He was honoring his father at the cross as well. He was honoring his father at the cross as well by going and dying for the sins of the world. And then he showed honor to his mother by saying, hey, to the disciples, behold thy mother. And the Bible tells us that this disciple took her unto his own home and cared for her. What a great picture we have here. Brother Strickland also mentioned the time when Jesus Christ was 12 years old and he was in the temple talking to the learners at that day, and his mother was looking for him. So she's, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? So they had to backtrack and go get Jesus. But Jesus Christ was in the temple, and then he was teaching, and he was telling. Then his mother, they said, there's your mother, there's your mother. And listen to this statement that Jesus made. Jesus said this. He turned to his disciples and said, behold my mother. Behold my brother and sister. So what is he saying here? He is telling us that when we become the body of Christ, it supersedes our relationships here on earth. Because our relationships on earth is temporarily. Will we agree there? But when we go to eternity, we're all brothers and sisters as that body of Christ.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ, I always wonder about that statement. What does he mean? His mom and them right there, brothers and sisters? But he turned and says, hey, he looked at his disciple, behold my mother. Behold my brothers and sister. He was telling us that the church relationship supersedes that.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.